Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 6th of March 2024. Today's topic is A Second Chance. Our text today is taken from Jonah chapter 3 verses 1 through 10. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose, and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried, and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed, nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? Verse 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Our memory verse today is taken from Jonah chapter 3 verse 2. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Prophet Jonah resisted God's divine assignment for him in the city of Nineveh. He also attempted to flee from the presence of God, but God is everywhere. Sometimes a person seeking to hide his sin leaves one part of the city for another, or may even travel abroad. Some change denominations without changing from their sinful ways. In some cases, the guilt of their sin drives them into more troubles. You cannot cover your sins from God's searchlight. Jonah realized his sin after his failed attempt to flee from God, when he found himself in the belly of a fish. Fortunately, it dawned on him to pray in repentance. Dr. Henry Kissinger said, "Opportunities cannot be hoarded. Once passed, they are usually irretrievable. Hence, many die in such conditions without a second chance." Peter had a second chance after denying Jesus. Judas Iscariot died and now in hell. It is very bad to resist God. Whatever may have happened along your journey to heaven, there is opportunity today to plead for forgiveness from God. Then share your experience to help others to avoid rebellion. Quote for the day. It is very bad to resist God. The challenge for today is, don't throw away your opportunity to repent of sin. Prayer. Dear God, keep me in the faith all my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.